their children and families at fear when they're turning in to take the turn to go to their school at pick-up times and at set-down in the set-down areas. It's lethal. The speed and the volume of traffic on the N15, the corners on it, the standard of the road itself, and something has to give here. And that's why a delegation will go to Dublin this coming Thursday. The chief executive will be attending, the Cathaoirleach of the council will be attending, we'll be having a pre-briefing this Wednesday on it, with our efforts solely to ensure that there's something going to be done on the N15 road and an upgrade. And while we've some minor measures, there has been 1 million allocated from government this year, as we've seen a pavement upgrade at Rathcormac, which is very, very welcome. And we've seen works was done across 3 weeks during the day and at night, and that's very welcome. But the reality is, this road is not safe, in particular around schools and public amenity areas. There's a huge volume of traffic travel on this road on a daily basis, and it's not fit for purpose.
And we see, I suppose it was confirmed earlier this year, that funding will be made available for the N17. Do you feel that the N15 is, it seems to be neglected, really?
Yeah, look, I don't want to put one off against the other. The N17, we're all aware, is not fit for purpose. Likewise, there are two roads which we have to upgrade this in this county if we're serious about inward investment in terms of access to our county, our wonderful county. We've seen what we've done on the N4. We're after investing in the Western Distributor, $22.5 million, which has made a big benefit to Sligo Town and opened up IDA lands. And the Eastern Garvogue will go to detail design later this year for procurement, and hopefully construction will start on that in quarter one 2025, which will open up Sligo Town and give accessibility to the ATU and Sligo University Hospital, where you don't have to go the whole way around the town. It surely will improve the traffic situation in Sligo Town. But the reality is, we need to invest and put money into infrastructure, that by way of the N15 and the N17. And this Thursday, we will meet with TII officials and we will ask them, what are they doing about the N15? What are they doing about the 35 accidents that have been on it? Serious accidents that have been on the N15. A number outside national schools. And we're worried, as public representatives, that something fatal is going to happen here in terms of a child getting hurt.